We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. You made it. You made it. And this is a Friday morning like none other. And the history of this radio show today will be a milestone for a variety of reasons, Al. I know what people have said over the years. I hear, even when they're talking behind our back, I hear what they're saying.
What are they saying?
They're saying, some people, the opponents of this show are saying that listening to this show is worse than root canal. I've heard them say it.
Really?
I've heard them say, listening to all this garbage. Wives of husbands, the wives don't like sports, and they're in the car, and they're trapped. They go, this is horrible. I'd rather have root canal to listen to these jackasses, especially that Cataldi. What a horse's ass he is. But Al, is it worse than root canal?
I don't. How would you know?
Today we will know.
Really?
Rhea Hughes has graciously agreed to have root canal at 9:15.
I haven't graciously agreed to it. I was
play
ordered.
Along. Rhea Hughes. Well, I found out about it, and then I created this narrative.
Yeah.
Rhea Hughes is going to be in a dentist chair. What time? 9:15.
9:15.
She'll be in the chair, Al. But she will have already done 3 hours of radio with us. Mm-hmm. So she will have endured 3 hours of radio.
Yes.
Then she will go in the chair. And then she will call us from the dentist chair.
I have to run it. Now.
No, there's no running it.
Now,
this is done. I don't want to hear it.
No, you have to understand. This is the endodentist. It's not my regular guy.
I don't care who it is.
You
have a job. You are being paid till 10 o'clock. I own you till 10.
Well, nobody owns me, but I do have to ask the people at Excel.
Al, I'm not going to really take no for an answer.
Well,
they are going to be drilling her. You know how they numb your mouth,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and then they excavate. They're going to stop the excavation for 30 seconds so Rhea can answer the question we want answered, which is, is this show worse than root canal?
That's a good question.
Rhea, there's no... You're in the... Who would know more than you would?
I know, but I do have to ask the dentist
now,
if it's okay.
I know what you think. Well, wait a minute. If Rhea's gone in the 9 o'clock hour, who's doing the updates?
Ooh.
We have decided to go to Mr. Versatile in his debut as a newscaster, Keith Jones.
Oh, that's worse than root canal.
No. Rhea, will you do 8:40 and then leave? Is that it?
He's going to do 8:50 because I'll be gone by then because I got to get there.
The debut of the national broadcaster, Keith Jones, and you cannot troll him. Jonesy has agreed. We have to really grill him to get him to do it. Keith Jones at 8:50 this morning will do the news update.
Flyers won.
If it's good. Jonesy, she'll give you the script. You have the script. Yeah, you just give the script. There's a lot in there that has to be said. You have there is no freedom here. All right? Now, Al, if he fails, you're doing the next one.
Huh?
Yeah.
You've done
this before, Al.
Right, I can do
and
that.
I'm going to be Al's done it before. He's awful at it. We've tried Al before. It's not good. So, in fact, by the end, if that ends up happening, that Josie and Al do it, you may want root canal before.
Yeah.
Rhea, we'll get some more appointments for your endo or whatever you call
it. Endodont. It's the next
All
step
right.
up.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, that was the happy portion of this segment. Now comes the ugly portion.
What is it?
You know, Al Morgani and I.
What happened?
We're here when WIP started. We were on a show called The Morning Sports Pig. And then I joined Tom Brookshire in the first ads that they ever ran about the new WIP, the sports format. When it first came in, we're going to rattle some chains and break some windows. That was the first ad. And Tom Brookshire himself did the ad, the late, great Tom Brookshire. And that was his image of WIP, that we were going to reflect the most passionate and demanding sports city in America. And I'm going to tell you something. I made a pledge to him that I would fight that fight for as long as I was here. Nobody anticipated I would still be here 31 years later. No one did, least of all me. And now I have been put in the horrible position of having to defend that image of what this station has been. And this station has widely been regarded all over the country as the number one sports station because we best have partnered and bonded with the fans and the listeners who listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is under assault. That credibility, that image is under assault by an army of minions who have come in to sell you a narrative that is so impossibly ignorant that I cannot sit here and just act like nothing's happening. I have a duty to the I'm the last one standing here. All these other great broadcasters that were with us 30 years ago, they have all moved on to other things or other places. Yeah, even up in the sky in a couple of cases. But here's the bottom line. You don't come on this radio station, my radio station, and tell the fans of this city something that is so appallingly inaccurate just for whatever bogus motivation you have. You don't do this on my radio station. And I'm going to name names. I want to thank John Johnson. He put me on this. John Johnson is awesome. And I just want to say, I am naming names on the people that are in my crosshairs because you're lying to your fans. And here's the sad part. Close to half of them are buying what you're telling them. They're buying it. All right. Here's the first name I will name. Joe Giglio.
Joe Giglio.
Joe's on all the time. He's a provocative guy.
Yes.
Joe is not a stupid guy.
No.
Joe would not come on when a general manager has done the pratfalls that Howie Roseman has done since the end of that football season and tell you honestly that Howie Roseman is doing a good job.
Hmm.
No one would ever attempt to do that. Do you understand Howie Roseman, since the end of that season to now, is doing very possibly the worst job any GM has done in this city in my 31 years? Where do I start? He fired a Super Bowl coach for a guy who has no idea whether he could do it. He fired a Super Bowl coach because the coach wanted his own assistant. Then Howie lied to you about his philosophy on assistants. This is a good job. Then, thinking that would placate his franchise quarterback, he then had to trade the quarterback for nickels on a dollar because he found out the quarterback wasn't as offended by Doug as he was by Howie and the owner, Jeff Lurie. Those were the real problems with Wentz, and Wentz forced his way out. So you lost a Super Bowl coach. You lost your franchise quarterback that you were guaranteed $100 million to. Then, in case people were still wondering whether you knew what the hell you were doing, you traded down from 6 to 12 with a pick you had already told people was going to net you a great football player at 6. You did all that, and now I'm supposed to sit here and listen to Joe Giglio, Joe DeCamera, and Elliot Shorepox tell you that Howie Roseman is having a good offseason. Do I look stupid to you, Jonesy?
Not on this one.
Thank you. let me just support what I'm saying.
All right.
I'll start. Just so you know, I'm not taking anything out of context. Joe Giglio last night said this about Roseman.
Howie Roseman has had a good offseason. The Philadelphia Eagles have had a good offseason. In fact, I'd say a very good offseason for Howie Roseman.
Now, there's no laugh track. There was no laugh. I thought, all right, maybe there's a laugh track that's funny. There's no laugh track.
What, they got a linebacker? Ooh.
Is this what did it? They signed a linebacker?
Yes. What the
hell? They signed a linebacker 3 weeks into free agency, and all these guys fell in love?
I don't know.
They didn't remember all that stuff I just mentioned?
No.
All right, now you would say, wow, he's very good. The camera went further. Joe DeCamera, I may back out of this, punishing him for being late. It's kind of a fun bit.
Yeah.
I don't feel like fun right now with the camera. The camera came on in this microphone, the one I'm using, this microphone, and lied to the city. Here's what he said.
I do think, objectively speaking, Howie Roseman has had an outstanding offseason so far for the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe Howie has had a great offseason.
Now, understand, John Ritchie, God bless him, did try to stop it.
John loses his mind some days with him.
John Ritchie, Al, does not even work in the same studio as the camera.
He works
in
mine.
Because he's afraid he's going to catch whatever the camera has.
You understand? Limbago?
Whatever that is. All right, now, here's the sad part. This is the part that worries me a lot.
Yeah.
Giglio does a question of the day last night.
Okay.
And I'm going to read to you exactly what it is, Al, because I don't want to get it wrong. And when you hear the results, your head's going to explode. The question that Giglio asked this audience, some of them are the same audience that are listening right now, is Howie Roseman having a good offseason? 48% said yes.
Oh, my God.
48% ignored all the things I just told you. And those are just the beginning of it. All right, let me give you a little more from Howie. Right, this is how ridiculous Howie has been this offseason. He's made himself available once. Well, all right, twice. Once for us and once for Spadaro.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Those are the two times he was available. And all he did was contradict what he ended up doing after the fact. All right? I'll start with Al. Before he fired Doug, he was telling you how Doug has full authority over his staff. Listen.
You know, I have incredible trust with Coach Peterson, and I think the way we handle it is that he handles his coaching staff. He's in charge of that coach's staff. He hires his coaching staff.
He's having a good offseason.
Oh, God.
Al, Doug was fired because he demanded that Press Taylor be the offensive coordinator. I don't want you to even analyze whether that was smart or not. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, Howie just lied to you when he said to you that Doug had authority over his staff.
Yeah.
He didn't have his authority the previous year when they had to get rid of Mike Groh and Carson Welch after Doug had said they were coming back. That right there was bogus. That's a man speaking to our audience and lying to them, and I've got WIP hosts telling you what a great offseason he's having. Jonesy, what am I supposed to do? Well, I don't get that either. No, the poll, we're going to ask the same question on our poll. This is the most important poll we've ever done. Because does it finally indicate what I've often thought, that the people listening to this show are brighter than the rest of the day? That's been my thought. I don't know. Anyway, and here's the next thing. All right, Al. He traded down from 6 to 12.
Yeah.
I am very proud of the question I've asked because I have gotten great answers from it so far. What's better? One great player or two good ones.
Right.
Because he got an extra pick.
Yeah.
But the extra pick will be late in the first round, and that could lead you to a good player.
Yeah.
But number 6 is a great player. If it's the right pick, it's a great player.
Yeah.
It's a building block to a champion. All right? Do you want to hear what before he made the pick, do you want to hear what he said about being number 6 in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
When you look at that 6th pick, you know, in 20 years, we've had a top 10 pick. We've earned a top 10 pick twice. You know, we traded up with Carson. We didn't have the pick in the top 10. And so we owe it to the organization to do our due diligence on anyone that could be available at that pick that we think has a chance to be a great player.
He was so thrilled with it that he traded it out of the top 10 where he said that's where you get the great players. That man, Howie Roseman, is having a great offseason. Having a great offseason, ladies and gentlemen.
You tanked.
You tanked. You tanked. You earned it by tanking. Oh, my God. And finally, Al, this is less than 2 weeks before they traded Wentz. Less than 2 weeks before. Remember what he said about Wentz? You can't get rid of Wentz. It's like an appendage. Listen.
When you have players like that, they're like fingers on your hands. You know, you can't even imagine that they're not part of you, that they're not here. And, you know, that's how we feel about Carson.
Philadelphia.
And he had Chicago pull his
This fingers. Isn't even about the Eagles. This isn't even about the Eagles. Yes. I'm going to tell you what this is about.
What?
It's about the honor and image of a radio station I've been part of for 31 years. Is the wussification of America now sweeping across our airwaves here at WIP? Is that what's going on, Rhea? I mean, honestly, I realize there's a lot of softness in the sports world these days.
Well, it's a trend with these people. It's the Hinkie people. It was the Gabe Kapler people, the Matt Klentak people. They're all kind of in one little box.
Right. Well, now I am opening it up to you. And I'm gonna really, I don't want to get emotional here, but I want to ask you this. Because this station is, man, I have never worked any other radio station. This is the only radio station I will ever work at in my entire life. And the image and what we present to our fans and how we connect with our fans is more important to me than any other part of this job. It's why I answer hundreds of emails every day individually with the listeners. Because I think it's important that we have a dialogue over and above what we do for the 4 hours we're on this show. And I am very worried that this station has gotten so soft now that they can attempt to sell to you when a man is having a historically bad offseason to say to you that he's having a good one or a great one. There is nothing to justify that position other than blatant ass kissing. And that will never happen on this show. And I pray to God it will not happen at WIP. So I'm going to give you our phone number right now, and I need you to talk to me. And I don't care if you name names today and trash other shows. Do you understand? I need you to voice your opinion about trying to sell this city on the concept that Howie Roseman is doing a good job this offseason. And if there's anybody out there who maybe sniffed some glue already today and wants to argue their point, I welcome you on too. I will not scream you down. I'm going to do that at 7:30 when we put on Elliot Shore Park. I will save my venom for him, but I would like to hear you on this issue. 215. I'm going slower now, Al, so everybody gets
the number.
215. Yeah. 592. 9494. I will never ask for a more important phone call than the one I'm getting right now, because I am trying to defend the integrity of this radio station.
Joe's ruining it.
Yeah, that's right.
Al, and I like these people. They're good people. All of them are. They're really nice
people.
They're
misguided.
I don't know what's going on with them, but I am not going to sit here and let them sell a bill of goods to our audience.
Howie Roseman has had a good offseason.
Well, he hasn't got fired.
I will not sit here and do that. And Ava, just to be official on it, give them the official question, because I need a record number of replies. If this comes out 50-50 for us, Al, this might be my last day.
All right, well,
Jonesy,
let's
try
to give him any kind of incentive.
As we go, we check in with Rhea from the dentist chair. Uh-huh. I may walk out that door for good. Go ahead, Ava.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet is your easy credit headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com. Click on the easy credit button. It's easy at Armin Chevrolet. Is Howie Roseman having a good offseason? Yes or no?
Jonesy? No. Me? No.
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 Al, the chuckle gets you an extra vote. Saying no and chuckling, that's two votes.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, really. Bob is going to kick us off for Bucks County. There is no more positive guy.
Oh, yeah.
He won't try to sell you that. Bob, you going to sell this people that Howie's having a good offseason?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going? No,
just
I'm
get
not.
To my – I mean, who even tries to do that, Bob?
No, I'm not going to sell anybody on any of that. Absolutely not. You're totally correct, and your emotions are correct on all of this.
Well, I feel like I got to protect the radio station that gave me a great life. You people gave me a great life. I don't come on this station to lie to people. Oh, are you so misguided you have convinced yourself that this man has had a good offseason this year? What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, your logic and your emotions are totally on point this time. Sometimes your emotions get the best of you, and it's very difficult for you to be logical. But this time, you're totally on point on all of it.
I think when I have more time to prepare, I'm better.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Like sometimes if in the moment I get so emotional, I'm liable to say anything. I agree with you on that, Bob. You're 100% right. Bob, you wanted to mention the vaccine. Did you get it?
No. I wanted to tell you my plan because you keep asking people for their plan.
What's the plan?
My plan is to, first of all, what I was just saying about emotions is totally accurate. Brain research will tell you that when people are way too emotional, it's very hard to be logical.
So okay.
When people are angry, right, which you sometimes are, when people are very upset and fearful, fear is a huge emotion that we have. So instead of being logical, we let our emotions guide us. So we've been irrationally afraid of the sun since the day we're born. We're told, don't go out in the sun, you're going to get skin cancer, all this stuff. And it's totally irrational. And it's hurting us because people aren't getting the vitamin D. And also, we don't eat properly.
Could you get to the vaccine point? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I'm getting to the vaccine point. This is all the point of it.
Well, I only have till 10, so I'm hoping you get to it soon.
I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm making sure that my vitamin D level is appropriate. And that's a huge problem in our country because we've been taught to not get out in the sun. We don't have proper vitamin D. And the people that are having huge problems with COVID, it's because their vitamin D level is severely lacking.
Are you a doctor?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a health and physical education teacher.
Okay, and your plan is
to get
take
a tan.
Vitamin D. That's your plan.
Absolutely.
Do you think if you ran this by Dr. Fauci or the CDC or the people that are actually involved in the pandemic in this world, you think they would think that's a good plan?
There are plenty of people who are in the medical and the scientific field who completely have said this, and that's one of the reasons I think it. And Dr. Fauci is not one of them, and I would not be trusting Dr. Fauci. Okay. He's one of the main reasons we have this big problem.
All right, Bob, I'm up against the break. Bob, thank you for the call. If you continue to call, I will know the plan is working. If suddenly there are no more calls, I will begin to harbor doubts about your son plan. I have a feeling a vaccine plan makes more sense, but I could be wrong. And today, frankly, I have more important things to deal with. The vaccine, Al, I have already gotten thrashed about.
Is there a Howie vaccine for people that think he's doing a good job?
If there is a Howie vaccine, I can guarantee you one thing.
What the hell?
You will have to take the shot in the rear end. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.